Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. And it really is, it really seems like it's going to happen. The Arizona Coyotes may actually move to the Delta Center. They may move in with the Jazz. And I know what you're thinking. That's music to my ears. I had to do it. You know my style of brand. Of course, I'm going to say corny jokes. But yeah. So moving in with the Jazz, Ryan Smith, and I guess maybe a Justin Smith was in there as well. But Ryan Smith really wants this to go through. I would not expect anything less. He's going to pay for the relocation fee. And the one thing that's preventing this at this point, all from being confirmed on April 18th, is the bid for, you know, the land out in the route next to the Route 101 near in the Phoenix area, in the Glendale area of Arizona. And I'm like thinking, $68 million just to start the bid. You're not even, and you're saying that this is all privately funded. Okay. The one issue with the, now there was a comment on YouTube, in regards to, you know, even that not being privately funded, or, you know, the public dollars are going to get in either way, but okay, but let's take into consideration if the public dollars are going to get in either way, it's going to be, let's just say, you know, public dollars are in $20 million or whatever, or just take your amount, move to a different state, okay? This is the same state that voted to have a toxic wasteland over having an NHL team and an entertainment district, okay? It's not going to work. Gary Bettman, if you are watching this video, please, for the love of God, move. Just get them out of Arizona. This is not good for the brand of the NHL. The Jazz and, you know, NBA and NHL arenas are essentially one and the same. You have Philadelphia, you have Chicago, DC, New York, Boston, Toronto. You've got it all, okay? And briefly for, you know, Phoenix was one of those cities at one point, and LA is another one that currently is there. So moving them in to with the Jazz is perfect for them. Okay. Now they're going to play at the Delta Center. They're going to, I don't know how they're going to fund the new stadium if they're going to use public dollars, but you would have to spend at least $1 billion to do it out in Glendale. Or have Ryan Smith pay the $500 million or $600 million for the relocation fee, you know? And they will, and the Jazz and the Coyotes or whatever the heck their name is going to be are going to come in, okay? They're going to come in and they can fund operations too. This is, and it's less burden off the taxpayers if and when they decide to build a new stadium. I mean, arena. Now, I really want this to happen. There were two sets of schedules. One, if they stayed at Mullet Arena, and two, if they went to the Delta Center. The Delta Center is NHL ready. Just put in your ice and you're good to go. The Mullet Arena barely sells out at like a few thousand people. The Arizona Coyotes essentially have become the Oakland A's of the NHL. And even though they're not, even though the Oakland A's are still in Oakland, you know, they're going to Sacramento and they're barely going to fill out, you know, a few thousand people there. And the Coyotes are barely filling out a few thousand people already. In a state that is not traditionally hockey oriented, you're in the desert. You're trying to, ice doesn't work out there. You've got laws on the book that says that you have to give someone water if they're dehydrated in Arizona. It's not going to work. It is so expensive. It's going to be so expensive to get this up and running. Okay, and we've had issues with ice in other states and other arenas as well. And it is a shame that the Coyotes have not been, you know, to the playoffs essentially within, you know, in 15 years they've not done well, okay? Not since like Shane Doan or, you know, it's been a while, okay, since they've been to the playoffs. And you know, and they did have Mike Smith's buzzer beater at one point, but the legacy of the Coyotes is done. Okay. They came from Winnipeg, traditional hockey country, you know, Manitoba, a hockey province, wonderful place. Never been there, but my cousin says good things. And you went to the desert. You really tried to make this work. I'm sorry it didn't work out. I am sorry to the Coyotes fans. It just didn't work out, okay? You know, it's like your bad, it's like your college, it's like that nice, you know, Czech, you know, it's a nice girl from Czechia that you meet in college and it just doesn't work out. And, you know, or her parents were from Czechia and she grew up in New Jersey, okay? And it just doesn't work out, okay? It doesn't always work out. But teams move, they relocate for better fans. And going back to baseball, you know, the Oakland A's, they're going to go to Sacramento for a little while. You know, the Coyotes have a good opportunity. They don't have to go to like Lehigh Valley. They don't have to go and move in with an AHL team. You've got an NBA arena ready to go. And you have an NHL arena essentially ready to go. And maybe it's not the biggest arena in the NBA, but you can seat 14,000 people there, and you're not the few thousand you have now. And by the way, just to remind you, I have played in arenas bigger than where the Sun Devils have played, okay? And it's insulting too. So it's insulting to me too, because you can pack the Naval Ice Arena as well. You can pack, you know, with a few thousand people there, and you absolutely, and once again, I mean, like Mullet Arena, good for the Sun Devils, okay? Not the Coyotes Arena, and the locker. I've been in better locker rooms than that. Than that, and you know, and then other players have to come in as well, and once again, this really does prove that the Coyotes are essentially the Oakland A's of the NHL. So what do I think? So by June 27th, we're really going to know at this point. At that point, you know, April 18th, like they can just pick up and just confirm this, but really, by June 27th, after we're done with the season and we've declared an NHL Stanley Cup champion, once that happens, you know, we're off to the races too. And guess what? Utah, I'm not even sure if Utah University even has an NCAA team at this point. I know I should know this. I'm gonna look this up right now. And just let you know, Utah NCAA ice hockey team. They certainly have club hockey there. You know, it's like everyone has club hockey. Yeah, the University of Utah hockey on Instagram. Yeah. But should probably show you the report too at this point. Gonna X out of some things. A lot of tabs here coming up as well. But you know what? I'll show you guys this. Yeah, hang on. Or do I want to just cancel this? Oh, there it is. Yeah, optimize for video and boom. All right, so you can see this here, and we've got so much here. I mean, Tempe was there. Yeah, so they included two versions of that. Coyotes owner Alex Moreno spoke there. And it would seem that also, man, he's already publicly stumped to own in the near future. Yeah. I mean, he's ready. Ryan Smith really wants this. Okay, he wants this more than the fat kid wants candy from the candy store. Okay, he's in this and he's ready to go. And maybe the Coyotes will actually win now. Now, in Arizona, the Coyotes have remained steadfast that Muralo is targeting a piece of land in Northeast Phoenix to build a new arena. Now there's nothing there at this point, and they have to get in certain plumbing. It's going to cost a lot. It's going to cost a lot more than at this point, and you have to dig in a very inefficient manner to get this there in Arizona. With all the plumbing. Now it's not in this article right now, but you're going to spend so much more money in Arizona. But guess what? Arizona and Utah are low income tax states. They have a low percentage of when you're taxed on income. That's not no percentage. Vegas has that, and Florida has that with two teams. So once again, I'm telling you, Ryan Smith, get on this. Make sure that they're ready to go too. Let's check out this article right here. Let this load. For those of you listening, I'm thinking of potential names with Utah. The Utah Huskies, that's a good name. You know, they don't have to be the Desert Dogs. They could be the Utah Huskies. That's one suggestion coming from me. So he took so here are some names that I think will do well. As well. So the Utah Huskies, it doesn't have to be the Yukon Huskies. We're talking about the Utah Huskies or the Salt Lake City Huskies. You can do the Salt Lake City Miners, like a coal miner. Nah, doesn't work there. You've got, let's see. You got that. You can do the Utah Freeze. If you want to stick with the state name and want to actually have Utah there, or the Salt Lake City Freeze, you could also do. You can also do the. Yeah, this is tough. Salt Lake City Express. Two, how about that? Actually have a name after a train. or a type of train, get on the express or the freight train or whatever. Express works. And even though it's another team named in S, I think you need, let's just have a team named the Express too. You know, it doesn't have to be American Express, just a passenger train. And then the logo can be of trains too. Now, I like trains, maybe I'm because I'm autistic, but don't discount the Utah Express or the Salt Lake City Express. That's what I want to go with. Go with Express in there, because, and you can play jazz on the train. How about that? Think about it. Good idea right there. Get on trains. And I'm thinking like a light blue cyan color, but then, you know, it's sort of like the Kraken up in the Pacific Northwest, so that might not work. But they're gonna need their own unique color if you want to do something. So think of maybe, but brown doesn't work too, as well. And purple is an absolute no-no too. You could still, and better yet, just keep their colors, their initial colors from their Coyotes days, and then just rename them the Express and make it of a steam train or a diesel train as part of the logo. So that's what I'm thinking there. So if you're looking at my screen right now, and the Grizzlies, the AHL affiliate, hold on a minute. Yeah, they're, you know, real possibility there, are facing the real of not making this season. 15 games left. Oh yeah, so yeah, that's an old article. My bad. But even they can get more fans in their arena than the Coyotes can get in theirs, and that is a shame too. That is a shame. But I think they're ready to go at this point. They are absolutely ready to go. You can work out a deal somewhere and just have your AHL affiliate there in Utah and just share the facility. And for Ryan Smith, if you really want this, which I know you do, I'm asking, do not use public funds to fund your project. There's going to be a lot of people that don't go to the games, and it's not fair to them to put a tax on your fellow citizens who might not even watch the game. Okay, just to fund your pet project. Come in with the AHL affiliate, you know, at this point. Come in there and hold on a minute. Come in there with as well. And I know you're going to have two teams. You can, you can make the, ask Morallo, even though I'm probably mispronouncing his last name, ask him, hey, need to build a new project here. We're also going to need more money for the relocation fee. You can ask him a little more. Gary Bettman can come in and just work something out there, and they could also sell the naming rights of the Coyotes to whoever, or something like that. Oh wait, I'm sorry, the ECHL. Oh my God. My bad. The Grizzlies are an ECHL team. All right, I'm gonna stop the share at this point. Yeah. ECHL team, my bad. Jeez, and the ECHL team doesn't make much too. But okay, get in the AHL. I'm gonna look this up right now because I'm a bit confused on this Grizzlies team. I was a bit confused on this. I should know this, but I don't, and I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, ECHL. Okay, my bad on that. But okay, get an AHL affiliate in there. And if you want to promote, you know, if you need to move someone in there to do it, then do it to help fund your project, because you get more tickets in there as well. PWHL, if they want to have, you could sell something there to the PWHL and they can have an all-star game out in Utah, because the six locations of Minnesota, Boston, New York, Ottawa, Toronto, and Montreal, you know, so hey, take the all-star game to a neutral site. Salt Lake City is going to be available. You can play on the ice there and you can sell that there, and you can fund your pet project for a new arena in downtown Salt Lake City, and you don't have to go through taxpayers to do it. So that's what I'm asking Ryan Smith to do at this point. Okay, that'll do it for this episode of the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Check out everything in the show notes. Check out my audiobook. Share this with your friends. Rate this 5 stars, all that jazz. Write a little review, comment on it. And with that being said, I'll see you all in the next episode. Peace out.